Marhaba brochure, English. Take control of your health. Regular breast and cervical cancer screening can save your life. Here's what you can do. Learn more about breast and cervical cancer. Talk to your doctor or nurse. Get screened for breast and cervical cancer. You and your family will be thankful that you did. My faith is my strength, and my family is my foundation. Both guide me to take care of myself with regular screenings. Khaleda Akhtar, entrepreneur, grandmother, cancer survivor. Why do I need to get screened? Breast cancer may not always cause symptoms, but it can be found early with a screening test called a mammogram. The risk for breast cancer increases with age. Talk to your doctor about when and how often you should be screened. How is a mammogram done? 1. You are given a gown to wear for the test. 2. You will stand in front of an X-ray machine. 3. A technician will place your breasts between two plastic plates. This will make your breasts flat and may feel uncomfortable at first, but it helps make any changes easier to see. 4. A female technician can be requested if it makes you feel more comfortable. 5. Results are discussed with your healthcare provider at a follow-up appointment or via phone call. If you are between the ages of 50 and 74 years, get a mammogram every other year. If you are under 50 years or 75 years and over, talk to your doctor about when and how often you should get a mammogram. Speak to your provider about these screenings at your regular/annual exams to determine if the frequency of screening is right for you. Cervical cancer does not always create symptoms, but there is a screening called a Pap test that can find this cancer early. Cervical cancer is the easiest gynecological cancer to prevent with regular screening tests and follow-up. It also is highly curable when found and treated early. How is a Pap done? 1. You are given a gown to wear for the test. 2. You will lie on an exam table with your feet in stirrups. 3. Your healthcare provider will gently open your vagina. 4. Samples are taken from your vagina and cervix. 5. Samples are sent to a lab for testing. 6. A female healthcare provider can be requested if it makes you feel more comfortable. 7. Results are discussed with your healthcare provider at a follow-up appointment or via phone call. HPV is a group of more than 150 related viruses. Some of these HPV types can lead to cancer, especially cervical cancer. A HPV test looks for the HPV virus that can cause cells to change to cancer. You should start to get regular Pap tests every 3 years at age 21. If you are between the ages of 30 and 65 years, you should get a Pap test every 3 years or every 5 years if you combine the Pap test with the HPV test. If you are older than 65 years, talk to your doctor about when you should get a Pap test. Speak to your provider about these screenings at your regular/annual exams to determine if the frequency of screening is right for you. Marhaba, the Muslim Americans Reaching for Health and Building Alliances Project is a program for Muslim women across New York City. The program will bring groups of women together in mosques and community settings to learn about how breast and cervical cancer screening can save your life. The program also provides information about where you can get these tests done at low or no cost in the community. If interested in learning more about breast and cervical cancer screening, please contact the Marhaba Project.